Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
AM 570 KLAC, 98.7 KYSR, HD2.
Los Angeles.
Available anywhere using the iHeartRadio app. AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Solo voy con mi pena, sola va mi condena.
¡Órale!
Correré mi destino para burlar la ley, perdido en el corazón.
Dispassionate self-knowledge is not a quality held in much esteem by the majority of the human race.
Well, gong me.
Well, gong you, Vic. Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. We got a 3-hour show today because Clippers basketball is coming up at 7 p.m. from Denver. Mile high, my man. Adam Austin will be along with the pregame at 6 p.m. So we will go for the next 2 hours, 57 minutes. Tomorrow will be a full 4-hour show as we head toward UCLA versus Utah basketball at 8 p.m. Pregame at 7:30. A short David Vassay 30-minute interlude prior to UCLA pregame tomorrow, and then a 2-4 show on Friday. No, 1-3 show on Friday. Super flex going into Clippers basketball in Toronto.
The Clippers Grammy trip is going to cut the show short a lot, so there'll be a lot of super flexes on Friday and all next week. It's a long trip. Today, we want you to know that we are giving away a pair of tickets to what all the kids want to do. They want to go to Shaq's Funhouse LA, presented by FTX on February 11th. Part concert, part carnival, big game weekend's most over-the-top event featuring Lil Wayne, Zedd, Diplo, and even more than that. A full carnival midway, free food, an open bar. Come on! And there's free food. Tickets are on sale at shacksfunhouse.com. We got a pair of tickets that we're giving away today. So keep listening. As Matt said, we are on until like 6 o'clock, a little bit before
Let's
that.
Let's give it away early.
We'll try.
All those other shows, they're like, yeah, keep listening.
Yeah, they try to keep you hanging
on.
And
they give it away in the final minute. That is not us.
And since we're in a giving mood, Matt, and to go along with the Shaq Funhouse LA tickets, we also have something else.
One night stay at the Boutique Central Downtown LA Hotel. Nice staycation. Little getaway for you and the loved one. Stay at the Urban Chic Central Downtown LA Hotel. You get the free valet parking, $50 food and beverage credit. At the hotel, you enjoy a drink at the Nixo Patio Lounge inside the hotel, eCentral. Trendy boutique hotel experience. Comfort meets convenience because it's right at the center of everything in downtown Los Angeles. You can book your stay today at eCentralHotel.com. And we'll give away both of these in the first half of the show. So by 4:30 p.m., we will give away both of these prizes. You do not have to stick around until 6. We're the anti-standard radio show, drag it out till the end, valuable prize giveaway show.
No, we like to just really just get it out early and let everybody know that we're premature when it comes to holding our
two bump jumps.
Vic, we know you're there because
yeah,
we
can hear
the echo. How's it going there, Vic? How are you there?
I am looking forward to Shaq's Funhouse.
You gonna go?
That's gonna be amazing.
How could you be looking forward to something that you will not go to?
Well, listen, I've partied with Shaq in the past. Back in the See You Died with Los Lakers.
Share one of your party stories with Shaq with us, please.
Well, the biggest party story would have to be the celebratory championship bus ride before there was even a Staples Center or a Crypto.com arena.
Right.
And when Shaq was on the party bus celebrating the championship, and there I am on the streets of L.A. doing, you know, live reports, you know, back to AM 570, L.A. Sports. We were right there.
You were
in the championship
screaming into
euphoria.
A flip phone is what I would remember, right?
Right. It was a crazy flip phone.
Right.
Screaming into
right
a flip phone.
Now, Staples Center was there, Vic, because Staples Center existed. That's where they won their title. They did
but
not win at the Forum.
There was no downtown.
No, it wasn't an L.A. Live.
It was just dirt.
It was dirt. And parking, basically. It was a big parking lot. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like Joni Mitchell said, it's a big parking lot. And then I'm right by the championship bus, and Shaq says, "Vic, come on the bus, man."
Hell yeah, he did.
And suddenly I'm dragged on the Lakers championship party bus by Shaquille. And Shaquille says, "Vic, party with us." So, of course, I went to the back of the bus with Derek Fisher.
Mm.
And you know, there's a million people in the streets, and there's Shaq, you know, leading the euphoric chants and the mantras.
How long were you on the bus, Vic? How do you remember how long?
20 minutes. 20 minutes. It was a slow-moving, you know, bus to paradise.
Now, were you invited to leave the bus after the 20 minutes, or did you take your own leave, or do you remember how that went down?
I took my own leave.
Classic.
Timing. I feel that, you know, I went to heaven and back, being on that bus, you know, and hearing the waves, you know, of Laker fans, you know, screaming with this incredible joy, you know, for the championship.
Yeah, I just think Shaq, when listeners hear, like, I partied with Shaq.
I'm thinking like you're in a club in Vegas.
Or, like, they want to think, like, you woke up next to Shaq. And, like, there's a room full of, reverie from the night before. Like, you know, the hangover, you know, maybe a tiger walking around, you know. Stuff like that, you know. And instead, you give us, like, double-decker bus. I mean, no offense,
Vic.
Well,
to me, that's a higher plane of Passione Corazon. Isn't that a higher plane of partying than...
I don't know. We were on the King's bus, and nobody liked us, and they wanted us to get the hell off immediately.
We sat at the back, and we didn't want to be part of it, and they didn't want us there.
Were partying.
I was close to being decapitated.
Yes, that was true. You were very close. Don't stand up when we go under the overpass. My man, stand up so people can see you're on there. All right? We got to get mileage out of this.
No, get down!
Shaquille, man, Shaq's Funhouse is going to be out of sight.
You should go.
And you guys have tickets. I love that.
Now, have you seen the East Central Hotel since it was the Holiday Inn with the Barry's tickets in it downtown? Because it's almost like, kind of like, Vic, like, you haven't been out in so long, like, the city's landscape has changed around you.
It's always changing.
No, it is ever changing. You're right.
Eternal flux.
Indeed.
I mean, the only constant is flux. You know that.
The great path
has
no path.
For a long time.
Have you seen the East Central Hotel, though? Have you even seen it since it turned into the Lux?
I have not seen the latest reincarnation. Mm. I know it's right across from Crypto. And like you say, luxurious, urban chic. tremendous place to enjoy the fruits
We got to get you back out amongst the people, Vic. I'm starting to worry that you're getting to be like that guy in Shawshank where he just couldn't handle life on the outside. That's what I'm starting to worry about. Where you're going to carve your name into the beam. You know, I don't want that, Vic. You know,
he's Brooks. Brooks
Morgan Freeman comes to visit. Yeah, Morgan Freeman.
I don't want that for you, Vic. You know, I need you to get outside again, Vic. We need you to get out on the outside and to interact with the people that so desperately miss you. The sea
coming.
Of people that you were on the streets with in Figueroa, where Shaq brought you onto the double-decker bus and immediately realized he made a terrible mistake and then let you off 20 minutes later.
I think he made a sensational offer of love. It was an amazing moment for me. One of my most amazing moments, you know, in 30 years.
And we still talk about it in the leagues today.
It's still riveted in my mind. It's so clear.
Now, were there any PR people giving you the stink eye on the bus? Like, what are you doing on here? Get the hell out of here.
I was welcomed by, you know, all the fellas. And the party just, you know, and that ecstasy that, you know, there was no actual numbers of the fans in the streets.
Was John Black on your bus?
No.
That was really what I was getting at.
No, I believe there were three champions, maybe four championship buses.
The Lakers have a whole new PR team.
Oh, it was
no, they're all gone now.
It was a cavalcade of bliss, a cavalcade of basketball bliss, man.
Bogley's gone.
That's what it was.
JB's gone.
Josh is with the Chargers.
Tanisha's in charge now.
Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
How about that?
All the emails go to Tanisha, and then she flips them to somebody else who is below her.
New team.
Yeah, it is a brand new team, and we'll talk about the Lakers with the great James Worthy in the very next segment that has a sponsor and everything. We're excited about that, and we do have those big double giveaways, and we have Clippers Denver tonight. pregame at 6 o'clock, like Matt said. So we'll be on for 3 hours. Tomorrow will be UCLA at Utah, but that is a late night game. The Tim Cates Full Court Press podcast tomorrow could be around 10:30 at night.
Could be Friday.
Deep into the evening when he's combing his long blonde hair. So we will keep you posted on that. But today we have a fine show. We have James Worthy. We have Sweet James Bergener. So we double up on the Jameses. We love doubling up.
Double up.
We have a top story of the day. I think Matt is trying to take dead aim at the Lakers balls. You might not want to be part of that, Vic, because you're so pro-Laker.
It's a fluid situation.
Moving on.
A lot of moving pieces.
They're moving on. I mean, that game against Utah was sensational, but I think the question for Big Game James is there any momentum on this ball club? Is there any energy that they can actually use into the next run? It just seems they get a great run like Utah, and then the very next game, Indiana, which is a beat-up team, they should destroy Indiana. But, you know, can they sustain any kind of energy? That, to me, is the befuddling question of the year.
Well, we'll talk to James Worthy about it, and Matt, though it may be a situation that is fluid or in flux, may or may not be taking dead aim at the balls of the Lakers in our final hour.
Mm.
And I have my own bone to pick in the top story of the day, or flip top story of the day, that is not Laker related at all. But here's a text about you, Vic.
The secret textoso line.
Sold out to Chevy.
Is VTB...
Your textoso line has been wild, by the way.
It's never not been, Vic.
True that.
Is VTB really ready for more beatings today? Him and this flux-like flux he was met with for his stupid-ass predictions for our Raiders. Vic is like Tom Hanks in Castaway toward the end. He's in disarray.
I was at the crossroads there when that pickup truck came to Tom, gave him direction.
I feel like Vic has now moved on. Vic has now moved on from the Raiders.
But what a great
movie. That is yesterday's news.
Castaway reference, yeah.
He is now fully immersed in the purple and gold and the downtown hoop dojo. And I believe that is what he will regularly preach when we have our chat with him at the start of every show.
Look, I just think that...
And the road back to Inglewood, of course.
Things have become more and more just not rooted in reality. We had pickup games off the 605, all over Southgate, Linwood, even Artesia area, Bellflower. Vic the Brick started talking about LeBron James and AD playing in a blacktop pickup games.
Said Kevin Durant was trash.
Yeah, that happened.
I would say trash.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
You asked me, what would I pick first in the pickup game?
I remember you saying LeBron James. Trash.
And that was a month ago before LeBron went off.
You said he's too skinny, he's got no skill, overrated.
And then Vic picked he made the Cardinal sin. He did say he had no skill. He said he was a clown.
Complete clown.
I said Kevin Durant.
No,
a clown.
You did.
Yeah, this guy's a clown. Put a tent on him, he's a circus.
Love KD's game, but I would pick LeBron.
But then you committed the deep Los Angeles incest of picking the Chargers to beat the Raiders. Whereas no one would have cared if you picked the Raiders to beat the Chargers.
I accept all responsibility.
But you didn't. You tried to weasel your way out of it by texting Cates in the middle of the game, and then you tried to lean on some Cardona tweets from way back in the day, a great drawing of you as the Raider logo, to try to kind of re-endear yourself to Raider Nation. That, you know, these are signs, Vic, that it is time for more vitamin D for you. It's time for you to get out and about, or oot and a boot, as they would say in Canada, Vic. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe. I know what you're saying. I am getting the B12 shots, which have been fabulous. But, you know, I'm on a new protocol right now.
Okay.
With my, anti-inflammatories. So, listen, momento a momento. That's how we roll.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, Vic, if you want something to be inflamed, show up to work. Because we're going to light your ass up, Vic.
I love it.
Don't think you're going to walk into a pep rally.
And I would love that.
Are you going to...
I'd love that.
We're going to hit you immediately with the fire extinguisher.
Are you going to force Vic to pick the divisional round this weekend between the Bucks and the Rams? Are you going to put that question to him on Friday and figure out if he knows which way to go?
You know what?
Stop. I'm not going to give it up until Friday.
Call Brother Bob in Fort Lauderdale. See what he thinks.
Yeah, does Brother Bob, do you ever hang out at a Walmart? Does Brother Bob know the...
I will be consulting
the Hasidic
Brother
Jewish
Bob.
Guys that own the Glazers, that own the
right.
That own the Buccaneers. Does Brother Bob know them?
Oh, Malcolm and his minions?
He is Jewish. In heritage, is he not?
You know, I'm not even sure of his heritage.
Brother Bob?
The Glazers?
Are they...
I'm pretty sure the Glazers are Jewish.
Or are they Amish?
Amish? You know, I've never seen the Glazers' beard. But Cooper Kupp, you know, Cooper Kupp...
They're not
great
Amish.
Amish
beard. You can't own a football team and be on him.
Baruch atu Adonai.
Yeah,
Elohim Melech Olam.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Brother Bob belting out the good pole.
Give
right?
me that good Brother Bob.
Baruch atu Adonai.
Yeah,
Elohim Melech Olam.
Yeah.
Holy crap, how's that the first time I ever heard that?
Bob can sing, man.
Play Brother Heck, Bob again. Holy crap.
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
Lithuanian Jews, the Glazers.
You know, he's a cantor.
Are you sure they're not Amish?
He's a cantor in his young life.
It doesn't say here on Wikipedia, but you might not be able to trust it.
I heard they built that stadium like an A-frame.
That's right.
Baruch atu Adonai.
Yeah.
Eloheinu, Eloheinu.
A real barn racing.
Brother Bob will be honored and humble. If you ever want Brother Bob, I'll give him your number.
The Glazers walked into the Buccaneers stadium and were like, there's electricity in this goddamn place. We can't hold this. No, they're Jewish. They're Jewish. And can we connect with Brother Bob? Does he talk?
Absolutely. I'll give you his number.
Baruch atu Adonai.
Yeah.
Elohim melech olam.
Yeah.
Come on.
He's multi-skilled. He was like a Sammy Davis, triple threat esque, young entertainer, you know, out of Brooklyn.
Well, you could have disarmed us with that Brother Bob sound 2 weeks ago, and you chose not to.
I did, you know, Ronnie found it. I didn't know.
Baruch atu Adonai.
Eloheinu melech olam. Who knew?
Who knew?
But yeah, I will call Brother Bob. I'll tell him. Maybe expect a call this week, and he can break down the game or any game because, you know, he is a gambler.
Remember that video that circulated?
He loves to gamble.
The old man in the pool with the Speedo, and he's got his arm around the banister, and he's just grinding the ripping and the tearing, the ripping. I don't know why, but that's my vision of Brother Bob.
The ripping and the tearing.
He loves to tool around Fort Lauderdale in his sunshine yellow Corvette.
He is from Fort Lauderdale. Like, everybody's got a flamingo on their lawn. Yeah. So I could understand completely.
Oh, well, he has a great working knowledge of the Buccaneers and, of course, the Dolphins. And,
of course. You know,
of course, all the lines.
All NFL, all Shield. He's all Shield all the time.
Just like Matt.
All
Shield all the time, man.
Okay, well, that's good stuff, Vic. And we appreciate you recovering here and talking about Brother Bob. But we're starting to count down, Vic. You gotta leave that house. You gotta grab the rope of reality again someday. Maybe not today.
No doubt. No doubt. But day by day, momento a momento. But let's face it, your energy will sustain all of us.
Well, Vic, I'm trying to avoid if you do come out. And then it's been so long that people freak out at one of our events, and it's like the Ayatollah's funeral, where they just take your body and start bobbling your head all over the place, and the crowd just rips you to pieces, because it's been so long. And I think we're right on the border of that right now. I mean, we're right on the border.
We're trending upwards, man. We're trending upwards.
I just don't want to see people rending your garment.
I would love that. I wish my garments were torn to shreds. I'd love that. I'll call Brother Bob. I'm telling you, you may give him a call.
Baruch atu Adonai.
Yeah.
Damn. Between Brother Bob and your pelt-selling sister in the Northeast.
It's a wacky familia.
Sister Pat.
Sister Pat, still you know, shredding it on weekends at the flea market in New York, despite the cold and the bitter cold of New York. She's out there, you know. Everyone's buying underwear. They're basically, everyone's just living, you know, buying, rocking underwear now. That's what it's about. You know, the kids.
You mean
underwear.
Like sweats?
No, I mean just underwear, you know.
Underwear.
Underwear, man.
Who knew?
What do you mean? Like a sports bra?
Just even thinner than sports bras. Just,
how would you know? Like what?
Right? She gives me the inventory. I said, what's hot, Pat? What's hot out there? Yeah, I got to keep track of what's going on in the fashion world.
Just the underwear.
Shout out to the great Tally. Andre passed. The great Tally. What an incredible fashion.
The icon. Vogue guy?
The Vogue guy, man.
I thought that was the guy that was the gay guy that married him at the end of Mannequin that died. I guess I was wrong.
No, he was an incredible talent.
Well, thank you, Vic. We'll be back with James Worthy on AM570 LA Sports.
Get P and Money on your smart speaker.
Mic check.
Just say, Alexa.
Yes?
Play AM570 LA Sports on iHeartRadio.
Trust the Money, AM570 LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app, your home for Super Bowl 56 this weekend. Remember, divisional round, typically the best playoff round in all of football. Bengals at Titans, you'll hear on Saturday on AM570. AM1150, we'll have the 49er-Packers game. And on Sunday, we got Bills-Chiefs right here on AM570 again. So, all your divisional round coverage, either here or AM1150 in the case of 49ers-Packers. And, of course, remember, put a pin in it. Super Bowl 56 on AM570 LA Sports.
Somebody told me we're going to Hollywood Park and that we're supposed to get people there.
Easy. See that bus? Hop on it.
We'll find out if James wants to go back to Inglewood.
Why not?
Brought to you by
your Southern California Ford dealers. The Ford F-150, speaking of the Super Bowl, is the official vehicle of the Super Bowl. Go on out and test drive one at your Southern California Ford dealerships today.
Joining us now is the OG, the real star. Saw him there that night with Bresnahan and Derek Fisher after that massacre against Denver. James had class, which I could tell he was not pleased. It was good to see him happy again. The Lakers were able to muster a victory against the Jazz. But have they turned over a new leaf? How many leaves can you turn over? Here to discuss it all, the Hall of Famer, the coolest guy in Los Angeles, and a great inspiration to all of us. Big game, James Worthy, on the Petros and Money Show. Before the Lakers-Pacers tonight on Spectrum Sportsnet LA. What's cracking, James? How are you?
Gentlemen, how are you today?
Great.
We're okay. I mean, I was thinking about you. I must have watched that post-game show a couple times, you know, just to really study the misery. And, you know, Bresnahan, he did a good job. You know, I know he was a late add, but were you surprised by that performance? Can you remember seeing a performance like that since Chris Kaman laid down on the chairs?
Oh, that was a hell of a night.
Are you referring to the Denver or the Utah game?
The Denver. Because then we'll get into the, you know, we'll start with the darkness and then into the light.
Yeah, I actually thought that that the Denver Nuggets were playing the Washington Generals there for a moment. I wasn't sure. I've seen some tough Laker losses, but that one was hard. That was hard, man. That was hard to accept. So, yeah, it was very disappointing, and it almost looked like they just didn't believe anymore. You know, when you play like that, it just looks like you just give it up. So I was extremely concerned about that Denver game. I mean, I've been concerned about some other games, you know, but that one, that taste does not leave your mouth, you know, very quickly. That one sticks around.
Do you think that they needed that, James? Because, man, it looked like a completely different team against Utah.
Not to the light.
The other night. Is that what was needed? Did Magic need to send the tweet out? Did LeBron need to feel the responsibility of apologizing to Lake? I mean, you tore him apart after that Denver game, like everybody did. And was that a wake-up call? Like, what does a game like that do for a team?
Well, I think they realized that their time had run out. I mean, they've been playing on borrowed time the last month or so. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, I still disbelieve that they lost to Oklahoma and, you know, blowing 26-point leads and losing in the fourth quarter to teams that they should beat. And the victories that they've had of late are not the victories that have, you know, that show any sign of making some progress. Now, the game against Utah, the way I expect them to play, win or lose, that's the way we expect them to play on a nightly basis. So I can't say that they've turned the corner. I do think the Magic tweet, you know, coming from someone of Magic status, I mean, they hear it from me every ball game. And then LeBron's tweet, I mean, he's a captain. He's a leader. That's what they do. That's what they're supposed to do. And so, yeah, you better hell well fall in line or else it can get really ugly. I mean, it's been ugly, but they stopped the bleeding. They got a little Band-Aid on there. Let's see if they can get some stitches in there and close this thing up.
James, what is a performance like what you got from Stanley Johnson the other night do when you have Russell Westbrook and LeBron out there, and here's a guy that's not even signed for the remainder of the year, but has been stringing these 10-dayers back to back to back, and he's arguably the MVP of the game. Is that something that has a carryover?
It does. It does. You know, I remember one time Pat Riley, after a game, I think we met barely won the game, and he came in the locker room and he told us we all should write A.C. Green a check because he just worked extremely hard and, you know, showed us how we should be playing every night. I think he got like 18 rebounds and just, you know, just played hard. And that's the same way with Stanley Johnson. He's a crossbreed between Michael Cooper and Ron Artest. And he sticks his nose in there and does everything nobody else wants to do. All the dirty stuff. And, you know, he's starting to show that he can score. He's not a great shooter, but he can score. And so he is what they need. And I think when you have that type of player around you, it reminds you of what you used to be like when you were hungry. And in other ways, it embarrasses you to the point where, you know, you have to be able to match his effort. I mean, here's a guy who's a little bit more hungry. He's not comfortable. But when I think of Stanley Johnson, I don't think he's the type of player that's ever going to be comfortable. He's, you know, he's just that type of courageous, kind of defensive-minded player.
The great James Worthy is our guest. Lakers Pacers tonight. We'll see if they can keep the momentum going. One of the stories that came out from a very reputable source, we had the writer on yesterday, Sam Amick, was that Frank Vogel is on a game-by-game kind of basis, and he's coaching for his life. That can't be easy to coach that way if it's true. Have you ever been in that situation, and how do you think they'll respond to it if it's true?
Well, that's why I never really wanted to coach. it's a thankless job, you know what I mean? And, this is what comes with the job. You know, you're losing and you have the type of talent that the Lakers have, it's going to be a problem. You know, the coach is always under the thumb. So I think the players responded in the last game. I think they'll keep responding. And, you know, hopefully, you know, he can turn things around. But if not, I mean, yeah, just like any other corporation or corporate board, you know, the head guy is going to get looked at first. So I understand the pressure, whether it's fair or unfair based on the season and injuries and all that stuff. We expect more, and we expected more against the team we were supposed to beat. That's what comes under the microscope for a coach, in my opinion, when you lose. You don't lose to, you know, teams you're supposed to beat and teams that you know have big leagues to and have that big of a salary. All those things come into play.
James, he's your former teammate, and you've talked about him before. You know, he used to join us once a week. We all love Kurt Rambis, but kind of finding out that he's got a bit of a position of power. That came out and that article on The Athletic. That was a bit of a surprise. How often are you still in contact with him? And how involved, if you're comfortable talking about it, like how involved is Kurt in the day-to-day operations of the Lakers?
No, I don't talk to Kurt in specifically about the Lakers. I see him from time to time, and we just kind of chat. I did not know outside of Rob Pelinka, and the scouts and whatnot. I knew he had, as an assistant GM, if I'm not mistaken, I knew he had some advisory board, but I did not know that, he had the kind of say-so that we're hearing about. So I'm a little bit surprised about that.
Going back to your point about Stanley, about Stanley Johnson and other players looking at him and saying, well, there's a guy that's doing it every night. Is it that simple? I mean, when you look at the athleticism of the guys on these Lakers, is it just a want to instead of an I'm able to? Is that what defense comes down to?
Yeah, defense is effort. You know, it's the ugliest part of the game, and in some ways, it's the hardest to sustain. Because people want to see you score, they want to see you dunk. That's why guys like Caruso and Reeves are starting to be, those type of players, because you don't see what they do on the stat sheet. You don't see it on ESPN, but coaches love these type of players. And I tell players all the time, you want to make your high school team, you want to make your college team, you want to impress the coach, get as many offensive rebounds or rebounds if you can, take charges, understand the defensive assignment, and there's going to be a place for you on that roster. And then he's that type of guy, and you got to want to do it. You know, as a team, it's easy to do collectively, and I think that's why the Lakers in the Utah game were able to do it. They were on a string. I mean, Vogel's teams have been defensive success, but, when there's a virus in the locker room and you're not winning and you're in Los Angeles and you're under the microscope, sometimes, that energy's just not there because mentally you haven't prepared your mind for a war or a battle. You're preparing it for making excuses or, we got too many injuries. That when you fill your mind with that kind of stuff, I'm not getting to play. I don't like what the coach is doing. When you fill your mind with that kind of stuff, then it shows up on the court. But when you fill your mind with, hey, go ahead and kick somebody's ass on the defensive end, that's what shows up.
Filling our minds with knowledge always, the great James Worthy, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, James.
You got it, brother.
Brought to you by the Ford F-150, the official truck of Super Bowl 56. Go ahead and test drive one at your local Southern California Ford dealerships today.
The Petros and Money Show.
PMS.
Podcasted at am570lasports.com.
Thank you to James Worthy. Lakers in action tonight. Clippers in action tonight. You'll hear the Clippers right here against the Nuggets. That is a 7 o'clock tip in Denver. Adam Austin will have the pregame at 6. I'm doing now. Let's give it away now.
I don't know, man. A lot of people want to be in that sweet modern hotel that's right in the middle of all the action downtown, that East Central Hotel on Figueroa.
Everybody's talking about it. The East Central Downtown LA Hotel, urban chic. You get free valet parking, $50 food and beverage credit at the hotel. Get a drink, that patio lounge. East Central, it's all the buzz, man.
Everybody loves it, Matt. We got to give it away at 800-500. No. 866-987-2-5-7.
There we go. We'll take caller 10.
866-987-2-5-7. 570.
It's a boutique hotel experience, but you get the comfort that meets convenience because it is at the center of everything in downtown Los Angeles. Hey, maybe you see if you can book a night next week, Grammy week.
Oh,
next thing
on.
You know, you're at the patio bar. Who's sitting next to you? Lady Gaga.
That's right. They have moved the Grammys to Las Vegas.
Is that right?
But I heard Lady Gaga is still
boycotting the move.
She's a regular at the East Central.
Now, wait a minute. If they've moved the Grammys to Las Vegas, then why are the Clippers on a Grammy trip?
Schedule's already set.
I mean, what the hell?
Schedule's set, Matt. Schedule's set. Can't change the schedule now. But you're right. The Grammys are in Las Vegas.
And the Clippers are going on the Grammy trip.
Yeah. See, if you don't like the laws where you want to have your event, you just move the event to a more friendly state. That's how it goes. Caller number...
I cannot have this Dashboard Confessional Elton John duet be done remotely on Zoom with NASA. I can't do it.
No.
We're going to Vegas. Red piano. Let's go.
We've got to fulfill our sponsor.
Exactly right.
So did we give it away?
Kate's is on with the person right now.
What number caller was it? Was it caller number 5 because E is the 5th letter in the alphabet?
Times 2.
Caller number 10?
Yep. Steve?
For the 10 out of 10 that the East Central Hotel is, let's get out to La Habra, where Steve is waiting. Steve, you won! Yeah.
And I'm so stoked, man. No, actually, I'm a UPS driver in downtown Long Beach. Yeah. I heard you guys say to call. I pulled over to the UPS truck as fast as I could. I have you on speed dial. Called. This is the first time I've won anything on a radio station.
Yeah.
Super stoked. Can't wait to go.
Look at that.
Now, look, I heard that only 5 or 6 boxes flew out of the truck when you made
no,
that.
No, none.
No, that's no big deal, man.
And I ran over a crackhead, but that was the next.
Nice, Steve. Hey, Steve, isn't it crazy how all those boxes are all over the place by the railroad, man? Man.
Oh, that is. I know. It's sad. It's pathetic, but, you know.
It is.
That's not UPS's fault, though. I mean, we lock up those packages strong on the brown.
We actually pick up the boxes and recycle them because they're empty.
Yeah, exactly. What did Brown do for you?
Hey, Steve, you know what question I got to ask him here?
Who's he going to bring him?
No, I got to ask him. Is it true when you're on your route, you guys avoid making left turns at all costs, that it's right turns all day, you'll go around a block just to make it 3 rights instead of 1 left? Is that true, Steve?
Yeah, yes, it is to a point. I mean, when you're in areas like Belmont Shores where it's one-way streets, you know, it's a little bit more.
Sure.
Actually, some streets are more difficult, but like Belmont Shores, yes. You make a right, you know, you go down one street, make a right, come up the second, and then make another right. That way, because if you make a left, it's more dangerous and time-consuming because you got to wait for that left-hand turn signal and, you know, intersection accident.
What about jerking the wheel to win if something on the radio? How does that factor in?
Well, we won't talk about that.
Yeah, Steve! Yeah, Steve! All right, now, Steve, we got to find out now. This is a very romantic hotel.
Trendy boutique hotel, close to everything.
Very romantic. We're talking, you know, the kind of towels, the kind of robes that maybe a woman or a man or a lover would like to be in with you in the hotel. Mm. Do you have any plans, or are you just going to bring your masking tape with you?
No. I have what they call a route wife. So it's kind of a lady, lovely flight attendant lady. I am a single gentleman. She's a single flight attendant. You know, you see her delivering packages to her, and you know, you kind of see that there's no guy around, no cat or dog. So she's a normal person, and asked her out. Now she's my girlfriend, but we call her route wife.
Yeah,
What?
What can Brown do for you? Route wife?
How do you plant that seed? You're delivering a package and you just say, hey, you want to go grab a call? Like, what is the icebreaker there?
It's a signal with the socks. You have one sock up and one sock down.
Because you know what? She would get packages. I, again, noticed there was no guy around. You start chatting up a little bit. And it was during COVID.
Is there a Mr.
Then she finally told me, she said, can you pull your mask down so I can get a better look at you? And she looked and she smiled. And I was like, hey. Our first date was at George's Greek Cafe on Pine Avenue.
Oh,
yeah!
Opa! Listen,
Heck
Steve.
Yeah.
Listen, Steve.
Love George's.
Happy route wife, happy route life, right?
Exactly. And she's going to be very happy after I take her to the hotel.
What if you go over there?
Wink, wink. You're going to perform. That's what he said there.
Yeah, you know what
the wink, wink is.
What if you go over to the East Central Hotel to pick her up to take her to the East Central? And you see the Amazon guy tiptoeing out of there, like a swarthy-looking Amazon guy, you know, that looks like a Blue Diamond Phillips or something. What do you say that? What do you do there? You still take her to the East Central because she's a route wife?
Well, hopefully that doesn't happen because the Amazon guy usually goes to the wrong door anyway.
Yeah, Steve!
You suck, Prime.
How is Steve a better guest than James Worthy? And Worthy is great. How are you so good at this, Steve? God in heaven.
Just having to talk with people all day long, you know, you kind of just be my natural self. I just want to thank you guys. You guys bring a lot of UPS drivers, including this one, a lot of joy. When we're done at the end of the day and we see each other in our hub in Cerritos, we all talk about, you know, your show, and we love when you guys are on for the longest hours.
We love you.
So thanks for bringing us. Best part of my route is between 3 and, you know, when you guys start, or if you start early, you know, the radio's blasted, and actually people will stop and listen, like, what are you listening to? And I go, Petros and Money, and then just walk away.
Love it. Love it. I've been to that Cerritos hub, by the way. That is no joke. That's like 2 square city blocks. I've had to pick up packages there. And man, you want to talk about friendly people. I love it there.
Well, thanks. And thanks for bringing us joy.
I
love you guys.
We love you, Steve.
No, I actually gave Vic the Brick. We have like these hats years ago. He was like doing a promotional thing, I think, for Kiss. And I gave him, we have these hats where you look like for like a Russian hat with the fur on the inside.
Oh, yeah, like the
aviator
cap.
And I got him one.
Look at that. How long have you been delivering your package for UPS? I mean, for What Can Brown Do For You?
32 years.
Yeah, you've been delivering that package. Route wife.
Now, you don't have set hours, right? You just got to deliver your load. Once it's done, the rest of the day, once you
drop that load,
you're done for the day. So, right, you make your own pace. Is that correct?
Yeah. So, the faster you get done, the faster you get home. So, yes, in the morning, I do other things. I'm our safety coordinator. We want to make sure every UPS driver works safe and, you know, is safe and keeps the customers healthy, you know, social distancing, wiping down the truck. So I started like 8 in the morning. The regular guy's driver started 9. So my route is pretty much because I take on extra work from 8 in the morning till about 7 o'clock at night.
Wow. There's a lot of work now. Not a lot of time for the route wife when you got 8 to 7. Unless, you know, the route wife's part of that route from 8 to 7. You know what I mean?
That's why you get a route wife, because you do get a lunch and a break. So.
Oh, there we go.
Hey, brought sandwiches from Jersey Mike's. And I got a package here for you. Open it up, see what's in there. We love you, Steve, and congratulations, and thank you for the kind words. You really lifted our day.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Oh, love that guy.
UPS Steve from La Habra, driving in Long Beach.
Think about that. You got a route wife. She's a flight attendant. You're flying everywhere for, like, taxes and fees, anywhere you want to go. She wants to ship something back east to her family. No problem. I got you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm freaking UPS
symbiotic
Steve.
Relationship.
Man.
And now she's going to get plugged in at the East Central Hotel.
Exactly right.
She's going to get plugged into Central Power.
The East Central Hotel. A big thank you to them, as we have given away a number of one-night stays at the East Central Downtown LA Hotel.
I think we need to have a tour stop now.
Yeah.
Because now it's a tryst hotel. And now we can talk trysts all day. Trist life.
Think about that. Route wife. Hey, man, I ain't home during the day. I'm gone a lot, you know? Yeah. Get up early.
Well, you got to see the guys that deliver to your house. If it's a smoothie like Steve.
I don't know if you're like I am, but a lot of packages have been coming to the house lately. It's like one a day.
The only problem is if the package has a little hole in the side where a puzo can go through. They're like, hey, open the package.
Again,
see anything in there that you like?
It's a D in a box. The East Central Downtown LA Hotel. We got Steve, free valet parking, $50 food and beverage credit, and they got the Nixo Patio Lounge inside the hotel. It is right there, downtown, center of everything. You can book your stay and come across celebrities like UPS Steve and his route wife.
Some guy just texted me, this guy's a slacker. I got 3 route wives.
Wow. That's
well, COVID. Who's coming to the house every day? I don't see anybody except for this guy who brings his puzo around every day and wags it around in front of me in these little brown shorts.
Book your stay at the East Central Downtown LA Hotel by visiting ecentralhotel.com.
Wow, what a moment.
I think that's I believe that, I know it's not, you know, a legal issue, but it is arbitration. That's polygamy, and that is not okay. So you're going to have to meet with an executive board through UPS,
yeah, and it's interesting,
or DHL, and you got to explain yourself.
The ring you wear as a route wife is an origami brown paper bag ring. It's great. Matt, a lot of reaction about Vic.
I got 3 route wives. Jesus.
I was ready to forgive all until you dropped that Simon Justice trash during Two Hermano Tuesday. Now you're back to being a Raiders fan. You bitch.
Simon Justice? I believe is how he delivered that one.
Did you really just ask Vic if Brother Bob talks? Yeah, he's 91.
Baruch Ato Adonai.
Yeah,
come on. Elohim HaMelech HaElam.
Yeah.
At the very end, it's the best.
Vic literally, just quite literally, said that it was you two that made him pick the teams in the pickup game on the 605. I vividly remember VTB saying, if I'm picking teams for a pickup game in Pico Rivera, I'm taking LeBron first. What the hell is this dude doing at home?
You said it. He needs to get out.
Sniffing glue and painting his toes with kerosene and sulfur?
Vic needs to get out.
And this says, is Worthy trying to learn how to play the didgeridoo?
Wow. He's all of us at the end of a bottle of soda.
Coming from the big grains fallen mailman fool, the scanners track you now, so he's probably a two-pump chump.
Well, he said they get a lunch.
Yeah, he'd get 4 or 5 pumps.
Yeah, he's like, look, I get a lunch and I get a break. So maybe the two-pump goes to Route Wife 1 for the break, and then, you know, you can really get after it your second go-around with the lunch.
Route Wife. Never heard of that.
Who knew? We got your word number song of the day. You have a top story coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Tired of Kate's.
Tired of Kate's? Kate's had a good week.
Something happened that I buried.
You buried the lead?
My lead.
Okay. We got Justice with Sweet James. We're going to talk more Lakers basketball, recent developments, is Frank Vogel being wrong, and do we have to right those wrongs here on the Petros and Money Show? All still ahead.